The Rutherford Institute's John W. Whitehead, in recalling how the people of Stalin's Soviet Union and Hitler's Germany blindly followed government officials, explained such blind trust in government thusly. Unfortunately, we the people have become so trusting, so gullible, so easily distracted, so out of touch, so compliant, and so indoctrinated to the idea that our government will always do the right thing by us, that we have ignored the warning signs all around us, and not asking the right questions, demanding satisfactory answers, and holding our government officials accountable to respecting our rights and abiding by the rule of law has pushed us to the brink of a nearly intolerable state of affairs. At least to those who remember what it was like to live in a place where freedom, due process, and representative government actually meant something. Others ask how one can trust a government that is preparing for internal strife, even a collapse of society, because it would appear that the United States government is doing just that. Beginning in 2008, at the outset of the financial crisis, the Department of Defense showed concern over the possibility of national collapse by funding universities to initiate studies to improve DOD's basic understanding of the social, cultural, behavioral, and political forces that shape regions of the world of strategic importance to the U.S. This program, entitled the Minerva Research Initiative, basically is designed to predict and prepare for social collapse across the globe, to include the United States. The Guardian said the program was designed to model the dynamics, risks, and tipping points for large-scale civil unrest across the world, under the supervision of various U.S. military agencies. The project will determine the critical mass, tipping point, of what are called social contagions by studying their digital traces in the cases of social unrest such as the 2011 Egyptian Revolution, the 2011 Russian Duma elections, the 2012 Nigerian fuel subsidy crisis, and the 2013 Gezi Park protests in Turkey. The titles of projects funded by the initiative avoid words like collapse, rioting, and civil war, preferring to mask this research with such headings as tracking critical mass outbreaks in social contagions, deterrence with proxies, using new approaches to measure and model state fragility, a computational assessment of social disequilibrium and security threats, and understanding the origin, characteristics, and implications of mass political movements. But the intent of the program is clear: to identify anti-government sentiment, pinpoint any activist leaders, and devise ways to suppress government dissent. Many of the projects are geared toward foreign nations, particularly in Asia and the Third World. In 2014, Congress authorized a total budget of $17.8 million for the Minerva Initiative. However, the final program is expected to cost the taxpayers $75 million over a 5-year period.